my name is Mike and I have a story, and I'm going to ask you to listen to me. These stories are about my life. Sometimes they are triumphs, sometimes they are strife. That's my story, listen to it. It will only take a minute. That's my story, stories that belong to me. That's my story. Welcome to That's My Story. I'm your host, Mike. If this is the first time you've listened to this podcast, I basically tell stories from my life and I answer a question. If I do have a guest on, then they tell a story from their life. Or if I have people who've sent in stories, I'll read those or I will play them. Basically, it's just ordinary life stories. And they don't have to be funny or serious or sad. They can just be mundane. Okay, time for the first story. When people ask me why I do this podcast, I say it's a hobby of mine. They say, do you make any money from it? I say, very, very little money. They say, it's a hobby? I say, yeah. They say, how much time do you put into it? I say, well, as much time as I need to get an episode out every week. They say, you do an episode every week? Why, sure, yeah. Of course I do. Why? It's a hobby. Hobbies come in different shapes and sizes. Podcasting is my hobby. But I had a grandfather whose hobby was postage stamps. He had binders and binders of postage stamps. Stamps from all around the world. And he loved these stamps. Every time he got a new stamp, he'd be like, look at this stamp, it's amazing. I never was really into postage stamps. And, I mean, if you're into it, good, I'm glad. I never really was into really collecting anything. I mean, I got Looney Tunes cards when they came out the first season. And Marvel superhero cards when they came out. But that's about it. I had a little penny collection for a while. But that went missing. So I don't know what happened to that. Yeah, pretty much. This is my only hobby now. Oh, I do play guitar. And I would say that's a hobby because I don't play that for money or anything. Just for fun. And that's what a hobby is, right? Just doing something extracurricular for fun. Not for profit, not for other people's enjoyment, but for yourself. So I basically do this podcast for myself. So if no one listens to it, I'm fine with that. Because I see the listens from last week and I dropped down like a couple hundred people, so hey. Maybe everyone's on vacation, and maybe people got tired of my voice. Either way, I like this hobby. So, if you're wondering why I did this podcast, now you know. That's my story. Okay, guys, this next story is fiction. Never really happened. So, let's get into some fiction, shall we? Okay, here we go. As I reached the house, I realized that something seemed strange about it. I mean, the house in itself was nice in appearance, nice clean exterior, white with gray edge work. The windows were covered with curtains, so I couldn't peer inside, but the house looked like a normal house. Had a nice white clean picket fence running around it. The front yard was nicely manicured, bushes all around. So I didn't think that there was anything wrong, but I felt something. Something just didn't seem right about it. But the realtor was there waiting for me, and so I decided, well, might as well go up to the house and check it out. You see, I've been house hunting now for about a year and a half, and I'm tired of renting. And I just need to get out there and settle some roots down instead of living in an apartment. I wanted a place I could call my own. So every time the realtor shows me a place, I find something jarring about it. Some reason why I can't live there. And I don't know why I'm dragging my heels. I've seen lots of nice places, but most of them I just don't like for some reason or other. Well, one time this place had mold, and I said, no, I can't live here. I need to get the whole house and everything. I can't be affording that. Well, the realtor finally showed me this house, and I go in with her. And she shows me around, and everything seems great. There's nothing wrong with the house whatsoever. Everything works. Nothing's broken. Outlets are the right recommended height. I go down the basement, all the fuses are labeled nicely. There's a washer and dryer down there. The basement's finished. It's wonderful. And she tells me the price, $86,000 for everything? Well, yes. Am I going to buy this house? Sure, I will. I'll get a mortgage. I'll buy this house. Definitely. It seems too good to be true. But there's this feeling that I have. Something's just not right. What is it that I have this feeling about this house? Why do I have this feeling that something is not good about this house? I couldn't shake it, but I put my offer in. The offer got accepted. I went and I got a mortgage. I signed all these papers. The house is mine. So I move into the house and I get everything settled, get everything set up that I have. Get the bedroom organized. Get the kitchen all organized. Living room. Put stuff in there. Got a den. Put my computer in there. Everything is going well. I have a dining room, which is nice. So I put a table and chairs in there. And everything is good. So, first night I spend in the house. I lit a candle. Pour myself a nice bottle of apple cider. Sparkling apple cider. Because I don't drink. Because I don't like the taste. And I don't see any reason in doing it, personally. But I pour myself a bottle of sparkling apple cider. And I get ready to drink and eat a steak that I just grilled outside. Because there's a nice patio. I bring it in. And I get ready to eat. When suddenly, I hear a knock at the door. I say, oh. I must have company. Maybe somebody's wishing me to the neighborhood. So I go and I open the door and nothing's there. I say, hello. No answer. And I'm staring at that door just looking. I'm like, what? I look down. There's nothing there. I said, oh. At least no one's lighting bags of poo. So, I said, that's strange. So I close the door. And I go back and I'm ready to eat my steak. And suddenly there's a knock at the back door. I say, what? So I go and I answer the back door. No one's there. Nothing's there. I say, okay, somebody's having a joke on me. They must just be running around the house, knocking on my doors. So, I sit back down and I hear a knock at the front door. And I say, I'm not going to fall for this. And suddenly I hear the front door open. I say, oh, somebody's there. So I run from the table. And I go to the door, the door's wide open. And sitting there, I see no one. I'm like, who opened this door? No one's there. I'm like, they have to. Nobody can be that fast to run around that and not see them after they open the door. What's going on? So I closed the door and I locked it tight. I thought I had locked it, but apparently I didn't. And I go to the back door and I lock that tight. Look at all the windows and make sure they're all locked. I said, okay. I said, okay, no one's coming in here now. So I sit back down and I start eating my steak. The steak's pretty good. I did a good job grilling it. Nice and rare on the inside. Yum. I like my meat to be a little runny, if you know what I mean. Nice and tender. Ah, delicious. When suddenly upstairs, I hear a noise like feet running. I say, that person must have come inside the house when they opened the door, and they're upstairs. So, quickly go to my den where I keep a baseball bat. And I grab that bat, and I go upstairs. And I start looking in every room. Looked in the bathroom, checked behind the curtain, no one's there. Checked in the big old walk-in closet, no one's there. Checked under bed in my room, no one's there. Like all around. Check the guest room, no one's there. Check the closet, no one's there. Check all upstairs, no one's upstairs. Then I look up, and there's the attic. The attic is weird because there's the ladder thing I have to pull down and everything, and have to jump to reach it. I need to attach a cord to it, I realize. But, so I grab the ladder, I pull it down, and I open the little door in the roof. And in there, I see nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing in the attic. Just boards that I can walk on, that I can sort stuff up there. That's it. It's nothing. I look all around. There's no one in the house, just me. And I said, this is some elaborate prank that somebody's pulling on me, making me think that there's somebody in here. So I go back down, finish my steak, finish my apple cider, and I wash my dishes, dry them, put them away, and I get a call on my phone. My phone rings, and it's the previous owner. I say, hello, how are you doing? He's like, have you had strange things happen to you at the house? I said, well, yes, actually. Today, people were knocking on doors, and I heard a door open, and I heard footsteps upstairs, and no one's there. He's like, yeah. Did you ever wonder why I sold the house at such a low price? I said, yeah, I was wondering why. He's like, oh, it's haunted. I said, a haunted house, really? He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you'll never find anybody there. And it gets quite annoying because sometimes they'll interrupt you at the most inopportune times. That'll just drive you crazy. I said, well, this is not going to fly. He's like, what do you mean? How are you going to stop it? I said, oh, I have my methods. He's like, well, good luck to you. Thank you. I don't need luck. I have science. He's like, okay. I hang up and I said out loud, okay, ghost, if that's what you are, I want to have a talk with you because I am not going to be settling for any tomfoolery that you may or may not do. I don't want any more knocking on the door or hearing footsteps. I just want you to just know that I don't believe in ghosts. And if this is a trick by some supernatural presence, knock it off. All right? Sure, there's a perfectly logical explanation for all of this. So, I go to bed, and I wake up in the morning, and I go outside, grab a paper I ordered, and I walk back inside the house. Close the door, and suddenly there's a knock on the door. I say, I'll go over the door, open it, no one's there. I said, okay. Very funny. And I go lock the door, and I hear knocking on the door again. I look out the little key, little window then, the door, keyhole thing, and I see somebody there. It's a little boy. So I unlock the door and I open the door and no one's there. I said, okay, this is strange. And I close the door, lock it, knock on the again at the door, look out, it's the same little boy. And I say, "Who is it?" I hear, "Please, sir, can I come in?" I said, "Who are you exactly?" He's like, "This is my house." I said, "Well, I don't know who you are, and I live here now." He said, "Please, sir, let me come in." I said, "Well, you don't live here, so I can't let you in the house." He said, "My family's in there, sir." I said, "There's no one in here but me." He says, "Oh, please, let me come in." I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Tyler." I said, "Well, Tyler, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you don't live here." He says, "Are you sure, sir?" "Why, yes, I'm sure. You just don't live here."
"But I'm pretty sure I do."
No, you don't. Hate to tell you this.
Well, do you mind if I come in and just have a look around?
I said, "Be my guest, I'll open up the door for you." And I open the door and no one's there. I close the door, lock it. I go sit down at my table and I feel something brush past me. I look, I don't see anything, but I hear,
"Oh, I guess you're right, then. No one's here."
I said, "Now, how are you doing this? Are you invisible?" He's like,
"No, I'm not invisible. I'm perfectly visible. I can see me."
I said, "Well, I can't see you." He's like,
"Really?" I
said, "Really? You're not there."
He's like, "Well, I can prove I'm here."
He pulls out a chair. I said, "Okay, what's going on?"
He's like, "Well, my whole family's like this, sir. I mean, you must be able to see me."
I said, "Well, I saw you when I was looking at that little window thing in the door." He's like,
"Oh, yes. Well, maybe it's a special type of glass that you can see me through, sir."
I said, "Why do you have an English accent?"
"Well, I don't know, sir."
"Where are you from?" He said,
"Oh, I'm from right here in Iowa."
I said, "Oh, that's funny because I don't live in Iowa." He's like,
"What do you mean?"
I said, "Well, I'm live in New Jersey."
"Oh, huh. I thought I was in Iowa."
I said, "Well, no, you got the wrong town, wrong state, everything."
"Oh, I'm sorry, sir."
I said, "Hold on, you said your whole family's invisible?"
"Why, yes."
I said, "The other night I heard knocking on the doors and I heard a door open, I heard footsteps upstairs." He's like,
"Oh, that must be my family."
I said, "And you're all invisible?" He's like,
"Oh, never thought of it, but maybe, yeah."
I said, "Hold on, let me check something." I go back in my den and I grab a pair of 3D like glasses, the kind you get from a movie theater. And I put those on. And I look around and there's Tyler. I see him through these cheapo glasses that I got from the movie theater. I said, "Okay, Tyler, I can see you now." He's like,
"Oh, great, sir."
I said, "Let's go look for your family." So I go upstairs and I look in the guest room, and there I see a man and a woman and a dog. I say, Hey guys, how come you didn't let me know about you guys? He said, oh well, you know, when people find out that there's invisible people, they kind of freak out. Oh, come on guys. If I had known you were invisible, I'd just say, well, make yourselves at home. I never expected visitors who are invisible, but I'm glad you're here. I said, how did you become invisible? He said, yeah, it's a long story. You know, I was an inventor. I did stuff in the basement. And there was a little explosion. Everyone was watching stuff downstairs and gas came and, you know, whole big thing. Anyways, we were all invisible. I said, well, that's a pretty bad explanation of how you became invisible, but I'll buy it. And I said, now, do you live here? I said, well, no, we really don't live here. We actually live in Iowa, but, you know, I needed to find a nice place to stay when we're here in New Jersey. And, you know, we're just traveling all around the country. Pretty much stay any place we want to because we're invisible and no one really knows about us. And we just decided this house was a nice place. I said, hey, look, honey, nice white picket fence. And there's no car in the driveway. I guess no one's home. Said, oh, that'd be me. I don't have a car. He's like, oh, why not? Because I drive a scooter. I have a little Vespa. He's like, oh, yeah. Said, it's nice, isn't it? He's like, yeah. How many cc's you got in there? I said, 220. He's like, oh, highway speed? I said, oh, you know it. He's like, wow, that's a nice car. Thank you. I said, now how come I can see you through these weird glasses? He said, oh, I don't know. No one else ever tried it, I guess. I said, could I see you through regular sunglasses? He's like, oh, I don't know. Why don't you try it? I put them on. Don't see him. I said, nope, it's just these weird glasses. Strange. Well, do you mind if we stay here the night? We'll be out of your hair in no time. I said, oh, yeah, I guess so. Then. Sure, fine. Do I need to give you any extra blankets or pillows or anything? Are you guys fine with what you have? Like, oh, we're fine. We brought our backpacks and stuff. You know, we're pretty mobile. I said, well, okay. Oh, have a good night. I said, well, it's still the day. I said, oh, you gonna go out during the day? I said, yeah, might see the sights, you know, and we'll just spend the night here. I said, okay. I said, now how come Tyler was outside? He's like, oh, that boy, he sleepwalks. He must have gone out during the night. I said, oh, okay. Well, Tyler, you're back with your family. He's like, thank you, sir. I said, okay, well, have fun. And that is how I had an uneasy feeling about my house. There weren't ghosts, just a family of invisible people who were just living there. Apparently, they lived there before. And other people thought the house was fun. This is why I got it at such a low price. Anyway, that's my story. Now it's time for questions with Mike or Why Ask Why. I received a text the other week, and I don't know who it's from, but they asked me a question. They say, when people ship styrofoam, what do they pack it in? Well, I guess that's trying to be a joke question, but the answer is very simple. Cardboard. Yes, I know this because I worked in a place where we got styrofoam actually shipped to us because we would make stuff out of styrofoam. And it came to us in boxes. Cardboard boxes. Or sometimes we'd receive styrofoam peanuts. Those were packed in bags inside of cardboard boxes. So the answer is very simple. When people ship styrofoam, they pack it in cardboard. Because if you ever get a product and it's packed inside cardboard inside a box, you know, you get something packed in styrofoam and it's inside a box, ever notice how the styrofoam fits exactly? And whenever you try to repack it, you like never get it quite the same way? It's because they cut that styrofoam to fit in that box. Styrofoam comes in big sections, and it's cut specifically in different sizes. You need to cut it in many different ways. Cut styrofoam with a big hot metal string, and you can make all sorts of designs from the styrofoam. So, when people ship styrofoam, they pack it in cardboard. Question asked and answered. And that's it for Questions with Mike and Why or Why Ask Why. Thanks for listening to That's My Story. You can send a question or comment or anything you want to me at thatsmystorypod@gmail.com. You can also text or call 626-803-2294. Leave me your stories, questions, comments, other things you want. Thanks for putting up with that big, long work of fiction I wrote. You know, that was all from the top of my head. No outline. But it gets me in preparation for writing my little book. If I can write, make stories like that. Hey, I didn't know it was an invisible family until I got to the end, just like you. Okay. You can also follow me on Twitter at MW Barnhart. That's B-A-R-N-H-A-R-T. Go to my blog. You can see it at thatsmystorypod.wordpress.com. You can check out my Instagram at MW Barnhart. There's nothing on there yet. But wait until the first week of March, and I'm sure you'll see a lot of photos up there then. Maybe a video or two. Okay, so please go to iTunes, rate and review this podcast. Give it 5 stars, please. Be greatly appreciated. Write a nice short little review. Doesn't have to be too long, like 5-6 words. Say, I really like it, it's fun. That's all you gotta say. If you don't know what to say, I'm gonna give you something. Write this. This podcast is the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. This podcast should be listened to by all. And if somebody does not listen to it, I pity them, for they are missing out. Write that. That's a great review. And give it 5 stars. Or give it 2 stars. Whatever you think it's worth. Okay. Now it's time for my joke. Why did the coffee file a police report? Because it got mugged. Okay. I want to thank Anchor for hosting this podcast. And until next time, that's my story. Thanks for listening. Bye.